The Bible. It's 66 books of history, stories, letters, and poetry that fit together to form God's one big story. The epic adventure of how He created us and loves us so much that He made a way to rescue us. As we travel through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we discover people who met God and found their lives changed forever. And now, for an amazing story.
So over the past month of February, we've been looking at love in the zone and in the ark. It's a very important thing to look at, and of course February being the month of love, well apparently it is, with Valentine's in it. And so the great thing about bringing whānau together is that we're able to share some of the stuff that we've been looking at, and also to bring it for some bigger kids to, that's you guys by the way, you adults, bigger kids, to have a look at it as well. Okay, who can name a love song? Like, name the song. Tie a yellow ribbon around the... Okay. Te aroha, the love. What's love got to do with it? Love me tender. Teagle chicken. Yes. Love, love. Yes. Say that again. Oh, I love that love song. Come on, any more? Love Crusade. Oh, Michael W. Smith. Power of Love. A thousand years. I can't help for. I can't help. What about good old Whitney? And I will always love. Side note, do you know that she's going on tour even though she has passed, because they've created a hologram of her and they're putting a hologram of her with all the backup dancers and band and everything and taking it on tour? Anyway, love songs. Little bit of, what did you learn at church today? That's, yeah. I would walk 5,000 miles and I would walk. Huh? Tennessee whiskey from the young adults in the front row. Love, love, love. So many love songs, as it is really probably the true pursuit of everyone's, is to actually have love in their life. So many love songs that talk about the joy of being in love, the heartbreak of love, the desire for love, how much love is in the air. Love, love, love. But we know, as we have seen and read in God's word, that the true love... is in fact God's love. We can see it from the beginning of time right through to the end of time, and the true love is God's love. And we can look at it and we open our... Oh, actually, before we look at that verse, now we can brainstorm some love stories in the Bible. What were the stories in the Bible that struck you as God showing love, or Jesus showing love? Oh, the actual, absolute, like the actual one, yeah. What about when Jesus was on earth? What were some of the ways that he showed love? Yeah, honey. It's all right. We have those moments. He was cared for the woman who was brought to him, who had committed adultery, made some really stink choices. Yeah. The red, the blue, red, orange sea. Yes, he makes pathways and he cares for his people, especially in those Old Testament stories. He's showing how, because he has called the Israelites to be a nation amongst everybody, to show of God's love. And so he certainly made ways for them. Judy. Yeah, that's pretty, like, that is love. He forgave those who put him on the cross. I'm sorry, but we've got some big rustling over this ear, so you're going to have a big voice over here. Forgiving Peter when he denied Jesus three times. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, we're going to tip those things out. It's all good. Whānau. Active hands are actually listening ears. So we haven't just given them something to be quiet with. We've actually given our kids something to work with so that the stuff gets into their ears and into their hearts. So it's all got it. Okay? Yes. When he restored Lazarus, especially when he doesn't turn up in time for music. Sorry, what, go? He put on fat feeds for thousands and thousands of people. He said, that's right, when the disciples were saying, no, Jesus doesn't have time for the kids, doesn't have time. He said, no, don't stop children from coming to me. I will always have time for children. In fact, he said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? Do you realize that? Ah, so, you know, you should be hanging out with the kids. Yeah. When he allowed John to baptize him. Yeah, when he brought physical healing that restored people to social and community life. If you think about the lepers, the woman who had bled for 12 odd years. Was it 12? Just 12? Yeah, a whole lot, a long time. Yeah, absolutely. Big voice. Oh, God saving Nineveh. Absolutely, and Jonah himself, that's right. Nineveh was a place of bad, stink-ass choices. But God was like, no, I'm going to give, I need Jonah to tell of my love to them. You go ahead. Setting people free from slavery. Noah's Ark. Whoo, wanted to be on that ark, that's for sure. Oh, when God sends rain to a land that hasn't seen it for 47 days. Absolutely. So this is just the beautiful thing that we can find as we open God's word, and that we can see the love that he has for us, love that he had for his people called the Israelites, and now through the grace of Jesus dying on the cross, the love that he has for everybody. Are you getting wet over there? Awesome. It's the love of the Lord. Who's got washing on the line? And 1 John 4:7. Dear friends, let us to continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world, so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. When we think about love today, we can't judge love on how we as humans love. We can't judge love on how someone else cares for you. It will always be flawed somewhere. If you're looking for perfect love, that is when you need to look to the Father, for it's his love that is perfect. And it is his love that we need to seek and chase. And it is his love that we need to show in how we love. John 14. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other, just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Love one another as I have loved you. That's actually not just a flippant comment. It's not like, come on guys, can you just love each other? I've said that in my house a few times. Come on guys, can you just love each other? We are family! We must love each other! We're on the same team! It wasn't just a comment of, you must just come on and love. It says that we must love one another as God has loved us so that others can see that we love him and that others can see God in us, see that true representation of love. Now, love, love, it's a word that can just be thrown around left, right and centre, right? Oh, I love that. Love ice cream. Oh, love a good goody goody gumdrop covered chocolate dipped on a cone. Love it. Man, I love those shoes. I do love Cherie's hair. I do. I think it's an amazing colour. Love it. It's just one of those words that really, I think, in this world has found a bit of emptiness. It's found a bit of emptiness because people can say, I love you, and they can hurt you in the same breath, whether through their words or their actions. I'm only doing this to you because I love you. Yeah. So I thought what we might do is that we would look at what real love is. And thankfully we have the Word of God. And if we... do you have that slide, Harry? Wake up! What slide, he says? You know, the love is... Maybe not. Not there? Okay. It's Aaron's fault, so good. Nah. It's Aaron's birthday on Thursday. His love language is acts of service. So if you want to come in, what do we need done at the house, hun? Clean the roof. Oh, finish those stairs. If you've got it laying floorboard, like, just come on over Thursday. So happy birthday, Aaron. I'm here to clean your bathroom. It's all good, eh, hun? Yeah. Okay, good old 1 Corinthians 13. Oh, FYI, I'm married to Aaron. That's why it's all good in the hood, if you don't know that. Anyway, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient and kind. This is the verse that gets read out at weddings quite often. Quite often. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. The slide that I had was the key words that were being pulled out of that verse. So this is a really good time to open up your Bible, or get out your phone and get onto your Bible app and find 1 Corinthians 13, or even Google, just Google 1 Corinthians 13 and images, and it'll be there right in front of you. Because what I want you to do is to, with the people around you, if this is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, then just hang out with yourself. It's all good. Introverts unite in our own homes. And I want you to choose something out of that verse and put it into what it looks like today. Because as I said, this verse is read everywhere, wherever there is love.
Love is patient, love is kind.
In fact, it would take a lifetime of marriage to actually probably nail that verse, even though it is read on day one and then forgotten about. So take that verse, pick out something, and pick out one of the key words. What does that look like in today's world? How do we see that actually? How does that outwork? Love is patient. What does that actually look like? What does patient love look like? I know every mother knows what patient love looks like, and that's how we know we need Jesus. So have a look at that verse, gather around with others or just by yourself, and have a look in there and talk about one or two of it and what does that actually look like in life today. So does anybody want to share what you discussed on how love looks today? How does godly love look today? I'll do the running. I need 10,000 steps.
We were looking at love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. And thought if it's not God's love that's involved, not happy with evil turns into outrage and it actually becomes something that's not love after all. So God needs to be part of this as well.
Anyone else? Come on, you guys were all talking, so there must be heaps of feedback.
Love is not irritable. Like, is it? Is it? Patient. Totally forgot where I was going now. So, yeah, love is patient.
Love is patient, Fiona. Love is patient.
I was looking at love does not envy. It's that process of being really, really happy for the person you care about when good stuff happens and not feeling stink that it didn't happen for you.
For me, it's the loving those people that have wronged you. Every day.
And that is where you need God's love, because human love doesn't want to. And also it's the thing and why we need to seek God in that love, because godly love hasn't said what they've done is okay. Can I make that really clear? That godly love does not say what they have done is okay. Like, godly forgiveness has not said you're going to get away with what you've done.
I'm just going to read the Passion Version, which is really interesting. Love is large and increasingly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflates its own importance.
For me, you know, love is, between Michael and myself, we just celebrated our 22nd anniversary. So, you know, who has kept the love within us is because Jesus is always in the center of our relationship. You know, we have to have Jesus. Yes, He is the one who sustains our marriage. So I want to encourage a lot of lovers or families, you know, it's because of Jesus. And also at the same time, because I'm a teacher, you know, how children react. I think as teachers, a lot of them, they know we have to be very patient and loving towards them. You know, that the love of Jesus, you know, pour to us will really affect a child's, their prospect or, you know, their life. So, yeah, love is very patient.
In the TPT, it says that love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. I think that really kind of encapsulated everything. You know, it's a safe place.
When you have a family, love is unconditional, especially when you've got children. You don't have to ask them, you just do it.
Looking now at the love keeps no record of wrongs, love does not involve the phrase, and another thing.
Oh. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no wrongs. And I think it's really good to look at godly love when we talk about love and remind us to seek what godly love is, because it does take us a lifetime to understand and to outwork godly love, because we are human and we live in a world that says love is pretty much opposite to that. If you love me, if you love me, I'm the greatest thing in the world. Selfie. All those people who took selfies this morning at church. I'm at church. No, just kidding. Anyway, so what we're going to do now, I'm going to invite the worship team up, and we're going to sing To Hear My, which says that there is but one love, and that is God's love. We're to write this on the skies. We are to write this on the land. We are to write this. I had an amazing opportunity on Friday to go and hang out with my iwi down in Rangiwhai, which is just outside of Te Awa Mutu. This is a new journey for me to learn my whakapapa. And part of that was a lot of tears, actually. We're one of the homeless iwis. We got removed off our land in a horrific event. And so every year on the 21st of February, the iwi Ngāti Apakura gathers together and remembers that of the women and the children. It was mostly women and children, because the men were off having a korero somewhere else, and elderly that actually got killed or pushed off the land, and we've never returned. And it was, we did all the formalities and I saw everything and all the monument, and it wasn't until it was time to go, so I said goodbye, because my sister and my dad were there with me, whānau. I then took the time to go and stand at the different places that had the different monuments for the different things. And there was one place there that there's a big stone and a plaque that was where the whare karakia that was burnt down would have been standing. And I just cried. And I cried with God's love. It wasn't a self-seeking love. It wasn't a love that demanded, was not a love that demanded, but I cried with what God was feeling over that land. And I think we too, as a staff team, even this week, really spoke about the land of Glen Eden as well, and how this land is hurting. And if you get to know whakapapa, you get to know that the Māori people believe that there is a true connection to the land. It's not just about what sits on it or happens around it, and that the land can absorb things like trauma and hurt. And so I just really want to encourage you this week to think about God's love, godly love, and think about it for you personally. Perhaps maybe there's an area that you need God to intervene on. I'm not going to say that you need to work on, because actually it needs to be God working in you. Is there an area of love that you need God's intervention on? And that you would also pray for this community, that God would intervene in this community. And as we sing the song that we would about the one love, and that is God's love, that we would be able to write it on the skies and on the land and on the hearts and the minds. And that maybe that might be too big for you, because right now you just need God's love written on your own heart or your own mind, or you just may need God to intervene into your family with his love. So I've got a couple of potholes here with a little glass stone beady thing, mahoosies. I tried to look for red, couldn't find any. So you're welcome to come and get one or two of these, and to take home and place it somewhere where you will see every day, okay? If you're not going to do it, don't grab it. Where you're going to see it every day, just to prompt you. These take homes are to prompt you about what God is speaking to you about in this moment, so that you'll be able to pray or reflect on where you need intervention. Like, ooh, something to take home. And take this home. Let me pray and then we'll sing. Oh, thank you, buddy. Hold it from... Awesome. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you that your love casts out fear. We thank you that your love covers all sin. We thank you, Lord, that your love breaks boundaries and chains. We thank you that your love heals. We thank you that your love saw our need and sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us so that we may be free. We thank you, Lord, that we actually probably do not truly understand your love, but that you can teach us what godly love is, so that we may stand free in ourselves, and that our families can stand free, that this church can stand free, that your love can be spoken into the skies and onto the land, into the hearts of ourselves, into the hearts of this community, into the hearts of this nation. May we show your love in everything that we do, Lord. May we show your love, godly love. May we stand out from the crowd because of your love. May people want to be around us because of our love for each other and our love for you. Bring miracles, God. Intervene, God, in a way that only you can. Quench us, overflow us with your love.
Tu hia ki te whenua.
To show you his love this week. That he would show you truly his love and how to love in him. Dear. Yeah. I think there'll be miracles of freedom when you pursue his love and to love in his love, if that's what you're pursuing. We have to finish. It's one of those moments where you're like, can we just stand for like another 5 minutes? Process in His Spirit. But be well, go well, love well. May God blow your mind this week with a true showing of His love. May it be nothing that you have ever seen or experienced before. And may you gift that love onto someone else as well who does not know His love. It's a good challenge, and I'm looking forward to the stories. Bless you all. Amen.